This is Radio Nepal. I'm Dila Prasai with the news, the headlines first. Prime Minister Sherbahadur Deoba says government will help in resolving waste management problem seen in Kathmandu Valley. House of Representatives continues deliberation on budget for upcoming fiscal year. Nepali Congress reviews local election results and concludes party did not perform as expected. Price of petroleum products hiked effective from today, and U.S. House of Representatives Committee investigating last year's U.S. Capitol riot starts holding the first public hearing into the attack. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister Sherbahadur Deoba and Mayor of Kathmandu Metropolitan Balendra Shah have held discussion on waste management in Kathmandu Metropolitan. During the discussion held at Prime Minister's official residence in Balwata yesterday, Prime Minister Deoba assured Mayor Shah of government's full support and cooperation towards waste management. The House of Representatives continued deliberations on various headings of four different ministries under the appropriation bill yesterday as well. Lawmakers aired their views over the budget allocation to the Ministry of Water Supply, Finance Ministry, Defence Ministry and Ministry of Education, Science and Technology. During the session, the lawmakers demanded the government should timely amend the national security policy, save investors in the share market, shun politicization of educational institutions and prioritize Ayurveda education. The lawmakers also drew the attention of the government toward equipping hospitals with necessary resources, a budgetary provision of slashing taxes on imported sanitary pads, hampering domestic sanitary pad producers, and decreasing the quality of public schools. Likewise, the lawmakers said it was saddening to see a lack of textbooks in the hands of students even a month after the commencement of the academic session. They also stressed promoting the export of bottled waters, reducing the use of contaminated water, stopping the commercialization of health and education, and developing skilled human resources. During the session, the opposition party lawmakers proposed a budget cut to the respective ministries. Earlier, immediately after the commencement of the meeting, lawmaker Rides Tripathi asked the government to provide chemical fertilizer to farmers at the earliest and stop the police suppression along the border area. The National Assembly meeting unanimously accepted the proposal for discussion on the bill related to Oath 2022. The bill was presented in the meeting by Law, Justice and Parliamentary Affairs Minister Govinda Prasad Sharma Koirala on behalf of Prime Minister Sherbahadur Deoba. Earlier, speaking during the 0 hours of the National Assembly meeting, lawmakers urged the government to start necessary preparation for mitigating disaster risk during the monsoon season. President Vidyadevi Bhandari has appointed Dr. Naresh Bikram Thakal as the Nepali resident ambassador to Qatar. Issuing a statement yesterday, the office of the president informed that the president appointed Dr. Thakal to the president rather appointed Dr. Thakal to the post of ambassador of Nepal to Qatar on the recommendation of the Council of Ministers. Likewise, non-resident ambassadors of Chile, Jamaica, Indonesia and Spain have presented their letters of credence to President Vidyadevi Bhandari yesterday. Issuing a statement yesterday, the office of the president informed that Ambassador of Chile Juan Ronald Angelo Monsalve, Ambassador of Jamaica Jishun Kitts Matthew Hall, Ambassador of Indonesia Heru Hartanto Sobolo, and Ambassador of Spain Jose Maria Ridao presented their letter of credence to the president amidst a special ceremony organized at Sheetal Niwas. The Nepali Congress has stressed the need for formulating the party's concrete agenda and taking it to the people to institutionalize democracy. A subcommittee formed by the party to monitor, supervise and evaluate the May 13 local level election made such a suggestion while furnishing its report to party president and Prime Minister Sherbahadur Deoba. The subcommittee led by a coordinator and central member of the party, Pradeep Paudel, submitted the report to party president Deoba and committee coordinator and vice president Purna Bahadur Khadka. Subcommittee coordinator Paudel said, although Nepali Congress won relatively more seats, it failed to meet the expected results due to some internal issues of the party. Commanding General of the United States Army Pacific Region Charles F. Flynn arrived in Kathmandu yesterday for an official visit to Nepal. Nepal Army said General Flynn was received at Trivuvan International Airport by the Vice Chief of Army Staff, Lieutenant General Krishna Bahadur Karki. During his visit, including special meetings with high-level officials, he will tour Birendra Peace Operations Training Center and have a view of Mount Everest. The U.S. Embassy said on its Twitter handle that General Flynn is in Nepal to mark the 75 years of diplomatic relations between Nepal and the USA. The Nepal Oil Corporation has again increased the price of petroleum products. The meeting of the NOC Board of Directors has increased the price of petroleum products by 8 rupees per litre and diesel and kerosene by 12 rupees per litre with effect from midnight yesterday. With the latest price hike, the retail price of petrol has gone up to 178 rupees per litre and diesel kerosene to 165 rupees per litre. The price of cooking LP gas and aviation fuel remains unchanged. Spokesperson of NOC Beneath Mani Upadhyaya said that the price had to be increased due to the high price of petroleum products in the international market and arrears due to the IOC. You're listening to Radio Nepal, ATM English News Bulletin. We continue with the international updates now. The U.S. House of Representatives Committee investigating last year's U.S. Capitol riot is holding the first public hearing into the attack. During the hearing, the chairman of the congressional inquiry said the riot had left America's constitutional democracy at risk. Republican member in the hearing, Lee Cheney, said former President Donald Trump lit the flame of this attack. The hearing airs a clip of testimony by Ivanka Trump that she accepted there was no evidence the 2020 election was stolen, as her father claimed. Trump supporters had stormed Congress on 6th January 2021 in a bid to thwart certification of Joe Biden's election victory. Seven people have been killed in a suspected arson attack at a law firm in the South Korean city of Daegu. At least 46 people were also inquired in the fiery explosion in an office building near the city's district court yesterday. Police said they were investigating the cause of the attack but believed it may have been an act of arson. Officials said the suspected perpetrator, a man in his 50s, had died at the scene. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for today. Forecasting division says the weather is likely to be partly to generally cloudy in Province 1, Madhesh Province, Bagmati Province and Kandaki Province, and partly cloudy to mainly fair in the rest of the country. There are also chances of light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning is also likely to occur at some places of Province 1, Madhesh Province, Bagmati Province and Kandaki Province. Kathmandu's weather report now, maximum temperature of 26.5 degrees Celsius and minimum temperature of 20.4 degrees Celsius. With this news, we have come to the end of this bulletin, but before we wrap up the headlines once again. Prime Minister Sherbahadur Deoba says government will help in resolving waste management problems seen in Kathmandu Valley. House of Representatives continues deliberation on budget for upcoming fiscal year. Nepali Congress reviews local election results and concludes party did not perform as expected. Price of petroleum products hiked effective from today. And U.S. House of Representatives Committee investigating last year's U.S. Capitol riots starts holding the first public hearing into the attack. Well, that's all that we have for this edition. Our next English News edition is at 2 in the afternoon. You can also listen to us online at our website www.radionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Stay tuned, stay safe and have a good day.